Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Total Information AM Sunday on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's 7:22. Time now to join Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Talk about some political issues from this week. Guys, I want to start with Georgia. Early voting is underway for the runoff between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Now, control of the Senate isn't on the line because Democrats have won 50 seats already, but a Warnock victory would give the Democrats the majority outright. Michael, I'll start with you. What exactly does that do if that happens?
Well, it's going to be even different than it was 2 years ago. Right now, the Democrats control the United States Senate, but the committees are split. They have the same amount of folks on each committee. And of course, the Democrats can always win because we have the vice president. Going 51-49 takes that away. The committees will always be out of whack in terms of being in favor of the Democrats. So that's a big thing. I think the enthusiasm's on the Democratic side here. I think Republicans are a bit deflated, and I think it's going to be a positive outcome for the Democrats.
And John, what would it take to get a Republican victory there, and what difference would that make for the GOP?
Well, the difference it makes if you're 50-50, Michael hit a bunch of things. But the other thing is you've got Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, who effectively have held the Senate somewhat at bay with a number of the initiatives they tried. If they get to 51, Manchin is less of a factor going forward. So there's that. I do think that there's a good chance that Herschel Walker will pull this thing out. A lot is going to come down to how actively the Republicans are working the early voting, because the early voting in a race like this is going to be critical because turnout's going to be low. And if there's a good coordinated effort to work those early votes, and the Georgia Republican Party is pretty good at those things, then I think Walker's got a real shot at this thing, but it's going to be close.
Well, John, you talked last week about the type of candidates that the GOP should be putting forth. Is Herschel Walker that type of candidate?
He's not the best we've ever offered the voters, and that I think was a big part of why the Republican candidate didn't get over 50%. Our governor, Brian Kemp, there, he won convincingly at the top of the ticket in November. And I think a stronger Senate candidate probably would have met with the same success. But, ultimately, these candidates are determined by primary elections, and primary elections are participated in by fewer and fewer voters. And I don't think that's particularly healthy for the system, but it's how it works.
Well, I read a story about the redistricting and how it influenced the midterm elections. Just curious your thoughts. Both parties seem to have benefited from redistricting. How influential is redistricting on a specific election normally? Let's start with you, Michael.
Well, it happens every 10 years. And usually the state that has the legislature controlled by one party or the other is the one that pulls this off. Example, in Illinois, we saw the Democrats be able to draw an extra seat. In Missouri, we potentially saw the Republicans trying to take away a Democratic seat. So that's ultimately what happens in redistricting. Fortunately, only happens every 10 years. And it appears to be a draw this year, although the Republicans had a really good redistricting in a lot of the southern states where a lot of the population's moving. So it's something that Democrats will keep their eye on for the next 10 years, but Republicans are quite good at it, and so are we.
John, anything to add there?
Yeah, I mean, the other part of this is the reapportionment. So every 10 years with the census, states lose seats or they gain seats. And after the last census, Republican states picked up seats. Democrat states, I'm thinking about California and New York, they lost seats in Congress because they've lost population. And so the reapportionment has a lot to do with it. That's why it was almost a deadlock certainty that Republicans were going to take the House. And the fact that they only took we only took a two-seat majority is pretty stunning.
Well, I usually like my World Cup without a lot of politics in it, but U.S. plays Iran on Tuesday, and the U.S. Soccer Federation is displaying the national flag on social media without the emblem of the Islamic Republic. Iran's government reacted by accusing America of removing the name of God from their flag. The Federation saying it's doing this to support women fighting for basic human rights. Where are we in this relationship with this particular country?
Well, Iran is a malign actor. They have decided to pitch their tent with the likes of Russia and China and North Korea. They're a bad actor on the international stage. Doesn't have anything to do with soccer. And, you know, they're on the cusp of developing nuclear weapons, which makes them even more troublesome. You know, this is a rogue state that completely subjugates its people, particularly the women. And, you know, they're worthy of our scorn.
Michael, some final thoughts there?
I think John said it perfectly. I'm just hoping that America can pull off a victory.
Yeah.
And we can move on to the next round.
All right. That sums it up. Thanks, Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Appreciate your thoughts today.
You bet.
All right. Take care. It's 728. You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.